the other hand, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is that it's this world is very hard to figure out. This world is very hard to figure out. And when you try to understand things and you ask too many questions, some questions cannot be answered, not because there's not an answer, because the ear cannot understand the words. Even if somebody will come and explain, the mind is not a vessel to accept something so big. So the best way is not to ask questions. That's Hashem's will. And when you live that Hashem is the ultimate good and He does everything that is good for us, then you have a good life. And I see on myself so many times that things didn't work out. I didn't get upset. I said, that's what Hashem wants. And when the time passed, I was like, now I see clearly why it didn't work out. And Hashem is so good. And things that seems to us like a curse or a punishment or something like that, is Hashem being so kind to us and softly moving us, you know, from something 10 times worse than that, and it just looks to us so bad. So the thing is that one needs to do Hashem's will. The Mishnah tells us, make your will His will. Why? So He will make His will your will.
How do you make your will His will?
You do what Hashem tells you. Sure, mitzvot is one aspect of it. Hashem also tells you, be a mensch. You know, it says, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. The being a mensch, being a good person, is preceding the Torah. And a lot of people say, you know, I learn Torah, and I do all the mitzvot, and I learn, but they're so mean. They're the worst father, the worst husband, the worst employer. They don't have the basics of being a nice human being, a human decent being. Sometimes, yeah, the mitzvot are very important, and the Torah is very important. Sometimes the way you behave goes above it. So I know a lot of people. I know one man, he's a genius in the Torah. He studies maybe 8 hours a day Torah. He gives charity, he prays, he does everything. You look at him, you're saying, this is a tzaddik. Personally, I think he's the worst husband, the worst father, the worst boss, the worst neighbor. His behavior is disgraceful, is a chilul Hashem. And one can say, look at him, all day long, he said, you know what? And somebody that knows him tells me, he studies so much, and that's how he behaves, that, you know, shows me, he reflects on the Torah. And I told him, don't judge the Torah or Hashem because one guy behaves like a not nice. So the thing is that sometimes Hashem also tells you, you are my ambassador. Represent me. Present me nice. Behave how I would want, how I would behave if you would go. I educate my kids, that's my daughter. I educate my kids, besides to learn Torah and do mitzvot and love Hashem and everything. I educate them, behave outside how I would make you behave if I would be right next to you. Because when I'm sitting in a restaurant with them, I'm tough. Sit straight, don't put your legs up, chew with your mouth closed, don't talk with food in your mouth, don't scream, don't make a mess. I tell them, I want you to behave when I'm not next to you, like as if I'm next to you. So, and I'm not doing that to be a mean father. I'm doing it to give them good midot, good attributes that they have, that when somebody looks at them, they says, wow, look at that Jew, look at that ambassador, the servant of God, how he behaves. Yeah. So sometimes, of course, the mitzvot are very important. And you know, I used to live in New York now for 17 years. I used to have every 2 weeks a class for men for the Syrian community. And one guy once told me, we were talking about stealing. And I said, of course you're not allowed to steal. The topic of the class was stealing. And one guy told me, you know, a rabbi told me that it's okay to steal from non-Jews.
Seriously?
I told him, are you out of your mind? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to speak Lashon Hara about non-Jews.
Yeah, so I said, first of all, stealing is stealing. Is stealing from a dog is stealing. It doesn't matter. That's first of all. Second of all, you steal from another person that knows you're Jewish, so forget about the sin of stealing. You know what a chilul Hashem you did?
Yeah.
So he says, how does he know that I'm Jewish? I says, but you have a yarmulke on your head. I don't go to work with a yarmulke.
It doesn't matter.
So I told him, okay, you have a mezuzah on your door. Let's say I don't have a mezuzah. I told him, your name is Goldstein. Your name is, I don't know, Cohen. You look like a Jew. Look at this nose. You think that your customer doesn't know you're Jewish? Forget about the stealing that is morally wrong. As forget the commandment from the Torah, which is in the Ten Commandments. Don't steal. Morally, it's wrong. You making Hashem look disgusting. You represent Hashem. You, Hashem says, you should be for me a light to the nations. Told you, who told you that? Even if somebody would tell me it's okay to steal from somebody else, I would tell them, are you out of your mind? You need a little bit of common sense. So, making space for Hashem is, of course, you have to do mitzvot. And you have to do everything that Hashem tells you, but Hashem also tells you, you have to do Kiddush Hashem, you have to have Derech Eretz, you have to behave the nice way, you have to don't gossip, don't lie, don't look the right way, don't envy something that doesn't belong to you, be polite, be courteous. There's so many things. When I became religious, the physical things were very hard for me. Because I was 30. I was like, what? I'm not going to go to the beach. I'm not going to go to restaurants whenever I want. Every restaurant I go, I have to see. No, I grew up totally secular. So it was almost impossible for me to become religious because I was like, I'm not used to it. I want to be dressed in nice clothes. I don't want to walk in the street with this thing on my head. It was very hard for me. So for 2 years, all the mitzvot that I did were in the home. Nobody sees, but I did as much as I could. But my main change was inside. You know how much work one needs to do on himself? Not to lie, not to cheat, not to look at the wrong direction, not to be jealous, not to gossip, not to whine, not to this, not to scream, not to hold grudge against somebody that did something. I can give you a list of 50 things that it's only in your mind. Why? Because that's the will of Hashem. That you have to come to the lecture. I know.